Getting more money into the pockets of Australian workers has been a hot topic this week. The ACTU has submitted a proposal to the Fair Work Commission calling for the minimum wage to be increased by 10.7% over 2 years. Meanwhile, Bill Shorten has said Labor will make the issue a priority if he becomes Prime Minister. The Wire's Henry Wilson has the story.
The opposition leader Bill Shorten says if they win the election, the Labor Party would change the laws to give the Fair Work Commission new guidelines to assist in raising the minimum wage. Brendan O'Connor is Shadow Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations.
It's important that we see stagnant wages end in this country. We've had the worst record of low wages for a generation under the current federal government, and that's why we're talking about lifting wages to give people a fair share of growth.
How would this impact people's lives with the minimum wage rising by 6%?
Well, we haven't put a figure on the amount, frankly, but we believe that by lifting wages in real terms, it will make cost of living pressures less burdensome. It would ensure that people are better placed to pay for household essentials, to pay the bills, to look after the mortgage, pay the rent, you know, pay the car rego. As simple as that, the basic necessities of life would be easier to cope with if we had a fairer wage, a wage that was rising, because at the moment, as I say, everything's going up except for wages.
Brendan O'Connor, Shadow Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations. Bill Shorten says he will work towards all Australians receiving a living wage, but it's not clear whether this will meet union demands for 60% of the median wage. Dr. Josh Healy from the University of Melbourne says the difference between a living wage and a minimum wage is philosophical.
The minimum wage is something like a bare minimum. The living wage aspires to be more of a socially acceptable minimum, which deals with the problem of working poverty. So if you look at what Sally McManus and the ACTU have been saying about their proposal for a living wage, and you look at what the opposition leader Bill Shorten has been saying about his thinking on the issue, they're talking about this problem of people who are in full-time work but still in some sense poor. Okay, they're still having to deal with issues of poverty. So the living wage is intended to move the wage floor higher and do away with this problem of in-work poverty. So it's that philosophical difference rather than the practical mechanism that matters here.
Dr. Josh Healy, Senior Research Fellow at the Centre for Workplace Leadership at the University of Melbourne. Dr. John Fowson, Senior Fellow in Equality and Social Justice Per Capita at St. Vincent de Paul, says the issue of raising the minimum wage is a priority as the gap between the rich and the poor grows.
What we've got to look at is the bigger picture, namely that at the same time that we have seen a marked increase in profits, in the past year, for example, we've seen dividends to shareholders increasing by over 30%, whilst we've seen wages rise by only 2.3%, we've got this situation where the cost of living is increasing. It disproportionately impacts on lower income households, whether they're in paid work or on social security payments. And at the same time, we're seeing a growth in inequality between the very rich and people who are struggling to make ends meet. So we've got to put in place these changes so that we do think about having a living wage that will enable people to meet the basic necessities of life.
What do you think this will do for the economy of Australia?
We've got a number of voices from the business side saying that this is going to be unsustainable and that a pay increase for the very low paid is actually going to cost jobs. This is an utter nonsense. They trotted out the same argument with regards to cutting penalty rates, again, impacting on very low-paid people. Let's remember that of the 2.23 million workers who depend on the minimum wage settings, we're seeing a significant, if not majority, of those workers being women. So, you know, this is a gendered as well as a class issue. What will happen is the people who do get a pay increase are going to put that money right back into the economy. They're going to have a modest increase in their spending power. Every cent that they receive, that's not going to be sitting under the, hidden under the mattress. That's going to be spent on essentials. And so that's going to boost economic activity and is likely to lead to greater desire for employment, economic activity that is going to be quite a positive for business.
Dr. John Fausen from St. Vincent de Paul, ending that report by the wise Henry Wilson.